change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
They don't write lyrics like that anymore, do they? Good job, really. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood. What's that meant to mean? Anyway, howdy all and welcome to the British Hour on Tour. And this month we're in the deep south, running moonshine, setting fire to crosses and having sex with our sisters. Yes, this is the land of slavery, illegal booze and thick people. Sorry, thick people's accents. Yes, around here people have a very thick accent and a distinctive accent. Of that there is no doubt. Yes, sir, Ebob, no doubt at all. Anyway, we'll be taking our eggs sunny side up as we take a look around and see what people have to say. Morning, sir, how are you today?
Oh, man, I feel like I've been shot at and missed and shit at and hit.
Right, good. I think. Let's go and have us some breakfast while we think about what to do.
Was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Well, as I mentioned last time, we've crossed the Mason-Dixon line, which is not only an imaginary line, but it's physically marked out too, in great southern tradition, in rocks. The Mason-Dixon line, or Mason and Dixon's line, was surveyed between 1763 and 1767 by Charles Mason and Jeremiah Dixon in order to settle a border dispute. The line runs through four states and forms part of the borders of Pennsylvania, Maryland, or Maryland, Delaware, and West Virginia. It also represents a cultural boundary between the northeastern U.S. and the southern U.S., commonly known as Dixie, and effectively marks the line beyond which slavery was abolished. The line was marked by stones every mile and larger crown stones every 5 miles, using stones shipped from England, because English stones are more better than American stones. On the stones is carved either an M for Maryland or a P for Pennsylvania and Delaware. I know. The crown stones also included the two coats of arms representing the families of Maryland's Calvert family and Pennsylvania's Penn family. The stones are still visible today in a lot of places, sometimes on public land and protected by iron cages.
We were hungry, just barely alive. By May the 10th, Richmond had fell. It's a time I remember oh so well. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the bells were ringing. The night they drove old Dixie down, and the people were singing. They
So let's take all of y'all on a trip further south into Dixie. How are you today, sir? Good, glad to hear it. So what is there to do around here? Oh, I see. And she doesn't mind? Well, I'll bear it in mind, but a friend of mine used to live around here and he used to play video games in the arcades and at the skating rink. Is all that gone? Sad, sad. So how do you like living in Dixie? And is that legal around these parts? And the animals don't mind? I bet they do. Well, thanks for your time, we appreciate it. Heading south on I-95 now, and we're... Oh, shit.
You got a set of wheels, you just won't quit, boy. If there's yours, that is, You spin around, boy. 10 fingers on the fender.
All right, take it easy.
I'm sure this ain't exactly your debut with this sort of thing.
Actually, it is.
You picked the wrong parish to haul ass through, boy. Nobody cuts and runs on Chef J.W. Pepper.
I wasn't going that fast, though.
By the powers invested in me by this parish, I hereby do commandeer this vehicle and all those persons within.
You can't commandeer the vehicle. You can't. You think you own the road and everything on it.
And that means you, smart-ass.
I'm sure we can sort this mess out for next month. Well, maybe I'll see you next time as we continue our tour of America somewhere. Maybe the prison system. ¶¶